everybody. Welcome back to the Trick Podcast with Joey and Goso TV on this beautiful Friday. It's almost, what, 3 p.m.? It is 3 p.m. Pacific on this beautiful afternoon. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about a topic that has always been very dear to my heart, but I've always had a different, maybe, mindset, obstacles. I've also haven't always known perhaps if I have enough success, but I've realized that I've had a lot of successes in this area, and most of all, it's something that I really am passionate about, and that is the idea of creating a side hustle, as they call it, or a side business. And so, for example, you have a full-time job that you really enjoy, that you really are happy with, but you want to have financial stability. You want to have something else that isn't dependent upon a corporation or an organization or a company. And a lot of that is being a creative type, being someone who is independent, things that I am. I'm a very creative person, independent. I also don't like to rely on anybody else, obviously besides God, of course, for income or for financial security. And then also someone who wants to fulfill all that's in me, all that is in us as creatives. And sometimes, whether you are retired, whether you are a young person, or whether you are in your 30s or 40s, you and I, we want to do all that's inside of us. And I've often found that in all of the jobs that I've had, I've loved them all, but they've all have had restrictions, because obviously they're not meant to be everything to everyone. And so the idea of a side hustle has always been very important and something that I've always done. And so, but at the same time, as I said, there are always these things that have kept me from breaking through the lids. I've been able to create side hustles and passion projects that have brought in income, supplemental income, that has been obviously very good. But then I hit a certain threshold that keeps me from pushing through or from breaking through to the next level. And maybe you can relate to some of these things. So leave me a comment below if you are entrepreneurial, if you have a business, if you have maybe a side hustle, or you're looking into it, especially these days with all of the craziness that's happening. You are saying, you know, this is the time for me to do something different. And so if you are looking for mentorship, if you're looking for guidance, really, if you're looking for someone who can walk next to you, who's also doing this himself, like me, then this is for you. And as I said, my hope is to, in this podcast, is to share resources with you, to build a community that together we can learn from each other, where I can share some of the things that I've written about. I've written many articles and many things that have been published. I don't have a book per se, but I've had many things that I've written. And most of all, I've recorded over 1,200 podcasts, and I've done all kinds of interviews and such on the topic of how to be an entrepreneurial person in this day and age. And so leave me a comment below. Let me know if you're doing something entrepreneurial, if you are someone who, So perhaps you're someone who is trying to do something amazing creatively. You're wanting to build a business. Maybe you already have a business, but you're hitting certain limits, as I said. Then let's partner. Let's learn from each other. Let's build a community here so that we can all help each other out. Now, let me first start with some of the hang-ups that maybe some of us have had, and you can relate to them. One of them is what they call the imposter syndrome, meaning that you don't know if you have enough knowledge or you're good enough to teach anything to anyone. And that happens to me all the time. There are so many people that have done this kind of stuff, that have podcasted and done live streams. I think, well, you know, what am I going to add? What am I going to add to the conversation? Or sometimes we look at all the things that we've done that haven't worked. I have many things that have worked, but I also have done a lot of things that haven't worked. And sometimes I look at that and I say, well, you know, who's going to learn from someone who isn't a millionaire? That's the other thing, right? You sometimes begin to look at yourself and say, well, how much money have I made? Am I a millionaire? People only want to listen to millionaires or people that are famous. And all that stuff, I think at times is true, but at times are just obstacles that we tell ourselves, lies that we tell ourselves, because the reality is that what matters is that you really are passionate about helping other people. And so I was listening to this one podcast by a mentor of mine, and he helps people to start also side hustles and side businesses. And one of them, he said that this guy helps people how to become their own handyman or handywoman. And he sells videos on Udemy. Perhaps you know that's like a website where you can upload your course. And now, if you think about that, what a great idea, right? But then he could have thought, well, who wants to be their own handyman? I mean, everyone wants to just hire someone, right? But I was listening to that announcement, and I thought, I would buy that course. I think it's $175 for 45 videos. And I thought, man, I would love to watch 45 videos that are not on YouTube, that are actually a course that I can watch on my own, my phone, to teach me how to do basic electrical or how to do basic, I don't know, plumbing, just some of the basic stuff that I always wish I knew more about. And spending hours and hours on YouTube isn't always the best thing. So my point is that he could have thought, well, what's the point, right? Everyone is a handyman, or who wants to be? Instead, he's out there, and I think he's making $1,000 a month bringing in that income. Now, for me, some of the most successful things that I have done have been through music and through media. So I've started maybe 5 or 6 different companies or side hustles. I wouldn't call them businesses, more side hustles. And the one that was the most successful is the one that I'm still doing, sort of, and I'm trying to break through some of these kind of blocks. And that's the media company that I have, Trigg Media. And Trigg Media, it started about maybe 5 years ago, and it's basically me teaching people how to podcast, how to do live streams, how to create video courses. And it's not just teaching them, but it's actually hosting them here at our home studio when we could do that, and hopefully we will one day do that again. And having people just save time and save a lot of technical how-to, where they can just come in and be the talent. And I especially love working with, it seems like a lot of the people that are looking for this are a lot of Latino entrepreneurs. Obviously, I'm Latino myself. And then a lot of women who tend to be most of the speakers or the creatives or the communicators, that's been a great resource for me. And so I have maybe 8, 10 people that I have worked with, all ages, from 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, beyond, that have come to my studio to either record their shows or to start their journey or to learn how to communicate in front of a camera. And because the thing that I offer besides the technical setup is the coaching of how to speak or how to focus your content. And so that's what a lot of people really enjoy. And I have all kinds of prices, and a lot of the stuff I do, of course, is free, and it's been very successful. But what I have faced is the tension that sometimes I feel between not just the time, but also, I must say, sometimes when you're doing 2 or 3 things, you feel guilty. Like, you know, am I taking time away from my family, from myself? And then I think issues of your own mental health, at least for me, they get in there where I begin to doubt myself, where I begin to worry that I don't have enough time, or that I am doing something wrong, or that I am taking away from, as I said, from my other commitments. And the reality is that you are the only person that can gauge that. You and God, you have to determine, well, how much can I do? What are the things that I have time for? How do I balance things? And here's the reality, especially in this year, 2020, everyone is doing the same thing. Everyone is trying to piece things together. No one is able to just do one thing. And really, I think that attitude of just do one thing for the rest of your life is something that has been gone for a long time. It's just some people still, and I think I have fallen guilty to that trap, and some people still hold you to that, mostly older generations. Maybe, you know, people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, they still think, well, you got to do this and work 80 hours a job and just sit there. But, I mean, you talk to anyone under 40, or just simply anyone that's trying to make a living in 2020, and all of us are trying to do two or three or four or five things, different revenue streams, to be able to make things happen. Because even if you have a job right now, I mean, look at what just happened, right? I mean, who knows what's going to happen next month for me, for you, for any one of us. Nothing is secure. And so taking matters into your own hands, obviously as people of faith, trusting God, but also having a community and having resources around you, I think is very, very important. And we have to be comfortable doing this. At least that's just my block. It's just not feeling comfortable, but I have realized first how much I love it, how good I am at creating side businesses, side hustles, how much I love connecting with different people that are not a part of the same thing, and how much I enjoy having that diversity, whether it's passive income or whether it's renting out a studio or teaching someone how to podcast online. I really love it. And so these are some of the things that I hope to talk about and to be able to hopefully engage with you on. And so right now we're streaming to different platforms, from Facebook to YouTube to Periscope and Twitter to, of course, Facebook. I think I mentioned that, and I don't think we're on LinkedIn yet, but hopefully we'll be on LinkedIn soon. But these are the things that are very important, and I think that can really help us as creatives to break through some of the discouragements. I think one of the things that gets in the way a lot of times for us creatives is our past failures. I mean, I've had so many things that haven't worked that sometimes that's kind of my own narrative, or sometimes it's just the licking of your wounds. You know, right now we all are, if you are a creative type and entrepreneurial, we're all licking our wounds, right? We're all healing from what just happened to us. I mean, as creatives and as performers, and I mean, I love being on stage. I love being in front of people communicating. And this live stream thing, I mean, this is a kind of a necessary evil. But what I love is to be in front of actual people, in front of an audience. But right now, that doesn't exist. You can't do that. You can't even go out of your house without feeling scared or having a silly mask on your face. And so we have to figure out alternative ways to still be in front of a camera while we heal. Because what I was saying is that for those of us who are the performers, who like to be creatives, who are most of us, we right now, not all of us are feeling ready to just go and conquer the next thing. We're still licking, as I said, our wounds, healing, trying to figure out where do we go from here. I listen to a ton of podcasts and I read a ton of books on creativity, entrepreneurship, on side hustles, and I've learned a ton. I've done a lot. As I said, I've succeeded a lot. I've made up to $1,000 a month and more. I've made nothing from side hustles. I have had things really work, other things that haven't worked. But what I have learned is that if you are an entrepreneurial type, you just can't stop. It's something that you just love to do. And yeah, sure, some people may take it too far. There are scams out there and people selling you a bunch of courses on just stuff and junk. But for you and for me, that's not what we're about. We actually want to create healthy businesses that help people create passive income, to have financial stability, to be able to help people make money and live safely, and to have different income streams, to not be tied down to the same job. And these days, especially, as I said, we all need to diversify. We all need to figure out multiple ways to bring in the paycheck so that we can provide for our families. And these days, there are so many tools, but I think that there are so many blocks that we have at times where we think, well, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I should. Do I have the time? Or maybe you're just, as I said, you're still wondering, well, do I really have what it takes? Excuse me. I think it's okay right now to take time to pause and to rest until you know what the next best thing is, and to then do it sustainably with people that you love, to think it through, to have a coach like me that can help you, and to take your time, if you can, to come out stronger than ever. For me, as I said, I have this media company. The other thing that I did, I want to mention some of the things that I've done that have been successful. I have many unsuccessful stories as well, of course, and I can mention those as well. I think the other thing that was really successful was a school of music, where we had hundreds of students learn music, math, guitar, piano, voice, all these kinds of things. It brought a lot of resources and income, and it also helped a lot of people. And it was just an amazing opportunity to help young people, really all ages, to learn about music, about voice. And of course, for me, I love that. I don't consider myself per se someone who loves to teach music. I love music and I love performing music, but I would say that there are many people, obviously, who love teaching music. And more than anything, there are a ton of people who love to learn music. The other thing that I've also done is to sell my own music. Of course, I have a ton of songs and I have many streams on Spotify and on iTunes and YouTube and all the rest. And so that's also been very successful. People seem to love my music. And so you have to know kind of what you're good at. If you want to create a side hustle, if you want to have financial stability for your family, for yourself, and you already have a job, but it's not enough, or you're afraid that job may not be there in a year, or heck, even in 3 months, you have to start with what are you good at. And I find that a lot of people are scared to ask that question because they think, well, I'm not good at anything. I didn't go to school. I'm not really that talented. I'm not really that smart. But I find that that's never the truth. That I remember I worked with a man a long time ago that was a truck driver for many years, and he couldn't work anymore. He had a lot of problems physically. But what I figured, we worked together for a season, that what he loved to do is to get on video and teach people how to fix cars. So yeah, even though he wasn't maybe helping people learn how to drive a truck per se, he was actually helping people repair their cars. And guess what? He started a YouTube video and it began to do really well. And so even if you are a blue collar person, or if you don't have a ton of education, it really comes down to a few things. Number one is you have to love something. What do you love to do? I love to teach. I love to talk. I love music. I love, obviously, church, and I love God, and I love technology. I've always loved it. And then the second thing, you have to then know, what do you like to teach? Because as I said, I love guitar, but I don't really love to teach guitar, but I love to teach technology. So if you have something that you love, do you like to teach that? If not, that's okay. Find something that you love to teach. Now, let me also say, not everyone is going to be an entrepreneur, because that creative juice is not for everyone. There are some people, maybe half of the population, that their real joy is to just go to a job 9 to 5 at a restaurant, at a school, at a local store, and do the 9 to 5. There are a lot of people that love that security, even though it's hard and difficult and the hours are rough. But then there are other people, half of the population, that's not what they want. They want to fire their boss. They want to at least add a second side hustle where they can use their creativity and most of all be independent and be able to do what they want to do. And so those are the things that we talk about here in this podcast. I'm going to take a little drink of water here. Oh, excuse me. Thank you so much. And so that's the whole idea with this podcast. And so invite your friends, share this broadcast with your friends, follow me on my podcast and in this journey of how to be a creative entrepreneur and how to develop side hustles and passive income and second or third income streams. And let's learn together. Let's build something together. And if you your passion is to write, or if you are someone who loves to help kids, or if you are an educator and you need a place to do your show without any hassle, without any needing to know the plugs and the cameras and all that stuff, my studio is available. We can figure that out. Even amidst all that's happening, we can have an interview through Zoom, and we can help you start your business today. Now, if you are not into being online, but your side hustle is something more traditional, where you are cutting hair, you are maybe helping your husband with his particular side business, then come back here so that we can unite and we can build this wonderful community of faith, of Jesus Christ, but also of entrepreneurs and creative types. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.